Hello, you reach Mercer Roadside Assistance. My name is Merritt. Are you currently in a are you calling from a safe location?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, if it's your first time calling this morning, or have you already set up a ticket?
It's my first time calling.
Okay, can I have the spelling of your first and last name?
Brandon Jones.
I can barely hear you, sir. I can barely understand what you're saying.
Brandon Jones.
D-I-E-B-R-A-N-D-O-N.
B-O-N. Yes, ma'am. Jones.
S on the end.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's a good phone number for you, Mr. Jones?
901-779-0859.
And would you like to receive mobile text alerts with the status of your service?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Message and data rates may apply. And can I have your member ID, please?
PA5424236.
So that's PA5424236.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is this your first time using the service?
No, ma'am.
And you said you used it before up under the same phone number. Let me see. Did you use a different?
Yes, a different number.
Let's see. Brandon Jones. What phone number did you use? The 901. I see. What number did you use?
Can you say the number? I don't really remember. I probably used a random number because I didn't have a phone number at the time.
How long ago?
Like a month or two.
And what is your city and state?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay, so you down here. Give me a minute. Let me see. Did you have a number in front of that PA01?
It was PA5424236.
Why they got this number in front of it? 1PA542436. Okay, give me just one moment, sir, okay? You gotta get your account up. And what is your effective date of your membership?
I think it was the last time I paid was the 5th, maybe.
Did you renew it this year?
Yes, ma'am.
You didn't have to pay out of pocket the last time, did you?
I had paid with cash last time.
No, I'm saying, did you have to pay the full amount? Why did you have to pay out of pocket? They couldn't find your policy.
No, I had to pay the full. No, I had to pay half the first time.
Okay. Are you looking on your insurance card?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, look on there and give me the effective date on that card. It might be on the back of it.
Insurance? I don't have a card. Hello?
I'm here.
So I'm supposed to be finding my account's not popping up?
No, it's not popping up. I had to put some information in for you manually, but you need I need that effective date. I have your producer code and your plan letter. I just need your effective date of when you started this membership.
The 02/05/21. Maybe.
Okay.
Wait.
And your address, is it 1118?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Memphis, Tennessee?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your zip?
38111.
And what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle you're calling about?
1997. Azuzu. Rodeo.
Okay. And the color?
Black.
Give me just one moment, sir. My computer is moving a little slow this morning.
Okay.
Who is your insurance through?
The general.
Okay, so the information, it did go through, but it's showing that your grace period days exceeded. Have you received, Well, I wouldn't know because it'll be on them It'll probably be something on their end, not my end. Have you received any, how many services do they offer you?
I have six services.
Six services?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me go back to you. You can now, if they offer you six services and it's showing that your grace period days has exceeded, what we can do now, you can go forward with service and you had to pay out of pocket, but they'll have to reimburse you for the service, or you can wait until they open and see what's going on with why is it showing your grace period days exceeding and you haven't received but one service.
You said they'll reimburse me. What does that mean?
Yeah, if you pay out of pocket, they had to reimburse you for the service you pay for. You'll have reimbursement consideration.
How much would it be out of pocket to pay for the battery service?
What type of service are you having?
I'm trying to get my battery charged.
Oh, you need a jump start?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, give me just one moment. Are you backed into a parking space or are you parked into a parking space?
I'm parked into a parking space.
Are there any other vehicles around your vehicle?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, where are you located?
I'm at the Summit in Raleigh. The Summit Apartments.
It's called Sunny Apartments.
The Summit. SUMMIT.
Oh, the Summit. $49.81 Hidden Lake Drive.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me call and get a quote, and I can call you back with that quote.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.